Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 315 of the Classic Podcast. And this is a Dean Wheeler episode from January of 2004. It's another one of those election year podcasts, election year bits. Dean believes in Dean, as in Howard Dean. And Dean Wheeler is going to elementary schools to tell the kids to, that's right, convince their parents to vote for Howard Dean. That was something we like to employ every now and again, use the kids. It's fantastic. He even had pictures of dead babies from Iraq that he wanted to convince the kids were the result of Bush's genocidal war in Iraq. In fact, it was just hamburger meat thrown on the ground, so it wasn't real. Let's listen to this completely unacceptable yet classic bit. Dean Wheeler and election year Howard Dean here on the Classic Podcast, episode 315.
George Bush's war machine?
That is exactly what it is, Phil. The Bush war machine continues to roll on, and the media may have drummed Howard Dean out of this race, but we are still going to keep Howard uppermost in our mind. We think there's great momentum.
Well, I don't think it's possible.
Well, I think it is possible that, and otherwise, many more children, Phil, and I think this is really the bottom line of what we're saying, many more children are going to die in Iraq before the elections, and if we can save just one of them by stopping the George Bush war machine.
I don't like that. Okay, so Dean, what about Kerry? If you want a guy who's against George Bush.
John Kerry is a war criminal who had a hand in the slaughter of Vietnamese women and children. I don't think so.
Well, that is a strong assessment, but I will tell you this much. Your boy Dean.
Well, he's not my boy, and.
Well, I don't mean disrespect, but he's not going to be nominated.
Well, I think if our alternative solutions retreat, Phil. We're going to middle schools. We're going to junior schools. We're going to junior high schools. We're going to high schools, and these are kids who can understand what we're handing out to them.
Now you're handing out a picture, and I have it right here. That is without a doubt one of the most horrific things I have ever seen.
I'd like to explain it, Phil.
All right, but first of all, I want to tell people what it is, okay? It's of a dead child killed by, you claim, an American mortar or a bomb blast of some kind, with the words above the picture, George Bush did this. Now, how can you in good conscience give something like this to a minor child? I mean, they are going to...
Well, let me interrupt you, Phil, first of all, and I understand what you're saying, and I have two sons of my own, so please... Understand, I recognize the concern of the people listening to you and of your own, and believe me, I know, but the George Bush war machine can only be slowed down by regular people. If the middle school kids and the high school kids that we're handing this picture to see it and begin to become emotional and even hysterical in front of their parents because of the picture... It drives the message home to the parents of how right I am and what a horror this war is and how much we need Howard Dean in the White House.
You're giving the kids a horrific... By the way, we're talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Alternative Solutions Retreat. This picture of a this is a child that has been obviously terribly maimed by this bomb. You're giving kids this picture that's a baby basically blown apart with the words George Bush did this above it so that they'll cry in front of their parents and then the parents will want to get George Bush out of the White House.
Absolutely. And I didn't want to do this, but people, believe me, Phil, you're thinking I caused this and I didn't cause this. People making fun of Howard Dean caused this. People laughing at Howard Dean and saying he sounded like, I heard someone say he sounded like... he sounded like Winston Churchill's old fag. That's what I heard. And once somebody said he sounded like a fag hag and this kind of thing, because the man got emotional.
And all right, so people made fun of Howard Dean's scream. You're saying forced you into giving kids a picture of an Iraqi baby murdered. I think that's giving up responsibility.
Phil, the other night when they made it made me angry. When they made and it made me resolve to myself and my wife Terry was there and we would. That we get Bush out of the White House and we get Howard Dean in. If that means showing children blown to bits by a bomb, then that's what it's going to take. And
what if showing a kid that makes them traumatized? What if that hurts the kid you're showing? You understand what I'm saying, Dean? In other words,
no. I think the kids today they're going to cry. They're not going to be traumatized. These are kids who've grown up on Grand Theft Auto and they've seen their fathers sexually abuse their sisters. It'll make them sad, but they'll get over it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Alternative Solutions Retreat. They're doing handouts in Northern and Southern California and in parts of the East Coast and Midwest. A picture of a baby blown to bits with the words "George Bush did this" over the top of it. I'm a parent, and you give that picture to my child, just regardless of what I think of the war.
And I'm well aware of the fact that you support the war, Mr. Henry.
Okay, does that mean that my kid has to be abused by you?
Excuse me.
Because that's what I think it is. I think.
You're not going to call me a child abuser. Okay, George Bush is the one who. Look at the people listening to your broadcast right now and yourself, Mr. Henry, and I say this with great respect because I'm a person who believes in dialogue. I do not believe in confrontation. But I don't know if it's a concept that you and your listeners will understand that I care so much for the children of America. I want to show them a picture of a baby mutilated. I want them to see that because I love them. And I want them to see.
Why? Because that's what George Bush did?
Yes, George Bush did that. Once they see that, then they'll know that I'm right. And that Howard Dean. But they caused it. And don't ever blame me. They caused it.
I think it's abdicating responsibility in the stupidest possible way, sir.
Please don't call me stupid. What I'm saying to you, Phil, is that making fun of Howard Dean forced my hand. I never would have done this had they not made fun of Howard Dean.
Well, he screamed like a woman, you know. It wasn't presidential. People made fun of it. Whatever, okay? You hand out pictures of a dead Iraqi child.
And then we time it so that as soon as they look at the picture. And we're very proud of Howard. We call it the war yell. And as soon as the kids see the picture, we let out a great, proud Howard Dean war yell.
When a child sees this?
Yes.
Demonstrate it.
Well, I can't. He just went, yeah, like that.
So as soon as a kid's eyes fall on this pile of what looks like just red meat, and forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but it's just to hand this to kids.
And then we say, vote Howard Dean. But I never would have done it had they not made fun of him. You tell your parents to vote for Howard Dean or this kind of thing, and this is the message we want to get home to the kids so desperately. Unless they vote for Howard Dean, what you see in this photograph could happen to you, a younger sister, or your new baby brother that your mother just brought home from the hospital, or something like that. It is a direct action campaign. It is done with love and caring. And I have principle, and I'll tell you why, Phil. I'm from San Francisco.
In the Mill Valley area?
Yes, and we live in San Francisco. As a result of that, we have a bit healthier lifestyle. We're more aware of life. Our children are not. The kids that grow up in the Bay Area are more prone to enjoy a bike ride than they will paintball. We're a little more aware of life than the typical meat-eating Americans, so who are led like cows anyway down a slaughter ramp by George Bush.
All right, 1-800-449. I'm angry, you know that.
Well, frankly, Phil, I'm sorry you're angry, but you and all of you people that made fun of Howard Dean and the media censors pictures like these without me, kids won't learn the truth about what the president's done with the media censoring these things.
You don't care what happens to these kids.
I care very much what happens to them. Showing them this picture will get Howard Dean elected, and then the kids will know that I was right.
All right, let me go to Eleanor. Eleanor, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to let this gentleman know that what he is saying is totally out of line. I work with little young people who have been traumatized by things like this in their early childhood. They don't forget these things. They remember these things, and it traumatizes them for their whole life. It just doesn't go away.
Did you see Howard Dean being made fun of?
No, I did not see Howard Dean being made fun of.
I think you should have seen that to know my motivation. They made fun of him.
Excuse me,
by
sir.
By laughing at him.
Excuse me, sir. You are an adult. That man is an adult. What you are doing, are you a destroying children's lives.
I think, Eleanor, you have your radio turned up, don't you?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you need to turn it down for us.
Well, Phil, I'd like to comment on what the lady said. I'm showing the reality of war, what happens when you're blown apart.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Excuse me.
Yes.
What are you trying to do by showing a child someone being blown apart?
Well,
I am shocked
at you. It will get the child to go home to his parent.
I am sorry. That child is not going to go home.
Look what President Bush is doing to children in Iraq.
No.
And then, through the grace of God and your help, Eleanor, and good Americans like you, you'll vote for...
The grace of God. I am a born-again Christian.
Well, are you...
I would never allow anybody to traumatize my children like this.
All right.
To go... You need to go...
If you're a born-again Christian, then why did you make fun of Howard Dean?
I did not make fun of Howard Dean.
Isn't this the lady who said she thought he looked like a fag or some word like that?
No one ever. If you accuse me of that, young
ma'am,
man.
No, ma'am. I'm just
saying.
I would
like to have your name and your address, and my lawyer will contact you.
All right, ma'am. My name is Dean Wheeler.
I have never said anything like that.
I believe you said that you thought Howard Dean looked like a poofter.
My God. May God bless you, sir. I'm hanging up this phone.
Don't you want my address?
And he had better bless you well, because this is going to cost you plenty.
Well, ma'am,
Thank you. Goodbye.
I can tell you that...
Well, thank you very much for that, Dean.
What did I do?
What did you do? What did you do? She's now threatening to sue.
What is she going to say? I thought I heard her...
She didn't say any such thing, sir. And yet you make that claim.
You know, Phil, we're way off point here. George Bush did this. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. That lady didn't do it. George Bush, by blowing the Iraq, that kid up, by blowing the kid up, has... And then they made fun of Howard Dean.
All right, so you're saying you never would have passed out these pictures of this poor Iraqi child maimed through war if they hadn't made fun of Howard Dean.
It pissed me off, yeah.
And so because you're angry at people for making fun of Howard Dean, you're going to go out, show their kids pictures of this child, they'll cry to their parents, and their parents, out of guilt, will vote for Howard Dean?
I will tell you this much. They'll either vote for Howard Dean out of guilt, or they will vote for Howard Dean because they believe in Howard Dean. But I think that he is the best man that I have ever met in politics. And for people to say he screamed like a pillow-biting queen... In my opinion.
All right, I will take a break, sir.
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. Talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Alternative Solutions Retreat, the NCASR, about Dean's campaign to hand out pictures of Iraqi children maimed in battle at middle schools and high schools, because the kids need to see them. If the kids see them, they will be affected by them emotionally, and they will convince their parents that George Bush has to go. What do you think? Anybody shows my kid a picture like this, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to talk to him about it. I'm not saying I'm getting violent. I'm going to find him, and I'm going to talk to him about it. I don't think that kids, you know, today we're sexualizing kids. We're doing everything. They can't be adults fast enough, for God's sake. We've taken every shred of childhood away from them. Why? I don't know why. Because we got bigger problems, I guess. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dean Wheeler with me from the Northern California Alternative Solutions Retreat. I got some phone calls to get to, but I want to talk to you a little bit, Dean, about the nature of this. The fact that you say that once these children see how horrible war is, they'll go to their parents, cry about it, and then everyone will know that you're right. Do you think this is about you?
No, Phil, no, it is not about me.
Well, that's what, you know...
It's about Howard Dean, but Phil, I come from San Francisco. I was born and raised here. I started the Northern California Alternative Solutions Retreat when I left the armed forces.
Were you in the armed forces? You were in what?
I was in the United States Army. And
did you see combat?
No, sir, I did not. No, I left the U.S. Army. I was given a what is called a D&D.
Dishonorable discharge?
Yes. It was a Section 8.
You were Section 8 out of the Army, which means they thought you were nuts.
Because they are fascists, and they think everyone's crazy who doesn't agree with them, that's all. But I will tell you this, Phil. I come from San Francisco. We don't hurt children here. We enjoy children more than you'll ever know. But I have to show them this child blown to bits because they made fun of Howard Dean, and I don't think that's Christian. And it certainly doesn't cover the tenets of the other major religions of the world.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Veronica, go ahead, Veronica.
Mr. Wheeler, I just have basically one point, is that I think that you're traumatizing these young children to make a political point of voting for Howard Dean, which are two totally separate issues. But you're traumatizing the young children. And I think that you would probably also be the type that says, well, let's not show, let's say, the partial birth abortion type pictures, which also traumatize children.
Traumatizing. Are you showing children those pictures?
I would never show an innocent child.
Well, no, you just said that you did, though.
No, I didn't.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She said she thinks it's more valuable to show abortion pictures to a child.
No, I said
I'd be
you
happy to
would,
do that if you had some.
I said but you I,
well, no,
would
she
not.
Said you.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me. Please don't interrupt me.
No, but you're saying
you're
things
interrupting
that I didn't
me
say. You interrupted
when I'm
me.
Making a point.
No, you interrupted me, and I'm saying that.
No, wait a minute, Mr. Wheeler. The lady made a point comparing the picture from Iraq. Okay.
Have you seen these pictures that we've got, Veronica?
No, I have not, and I certainly
you
don't
really
want
need,
to.
You'd really ought to.
Why?
First of all, I guess you're not going to like this because Mr. Hendry has twisted this conversation. We've had some full color shots done. We've blown them up poster board size, and we wanted to put them into a coffee table book so that the children have access to see what the devastation of war looks like. Otherwise, we're lying to them. Otherwise, they think war is just, oh, I think I'll go to the video game and kill a Iraqi.
Now, would you also include
Wait. Did you say you want to put these into a coffee table book?
Yes. Why not?
Would you also include the World War II, where the Jews were total annihilated?
Well,
would you also
seen,
include...
Haven't you seen those?
Of course I've seen them.
Well, then what, do you want to see them again? How sick are you?
No,
Veronica,
I'm saying that...
Well, look, you want to see dead Jews, I'm giving you a dead Iraqi.
I'm saying, are you going to include the whole war picture rather than putting it into a political program?
No, because this is about getting Howard Dean elected. I don't know where you've been, but that's what I've been talking about. And the only way we get, if you have abortion photos, I'd be happy to include them in the book. But I can't promise you whatever your kick is. I mean, I'm not judging you.
See, you're not listening.
No, the lady said she had abortion photos, and she said, would I use those? You said, would I use those? Did you not say that? Or am I going crazy?
If you'll listen to me, I said, you're probably the type that would not allow people to see abortion pictures, but you would allow them to see war pictures.
No, I'll include the abortion pictures.
And I never said anything.
If you want me to.
I never said anything about me having pictures or anything.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I'm not judging Veronica if she has abortion pictures and that's her freak. That's her thing. I'm simply saying.
And thank you for putting words in my mouth.
She didn't say she had abortion pictures.
Well, then what is she talking about?
Well, if
you want me to
put
them in the book?
All right, Veronica, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. What, are you going to put abortion pictures in the coffee table book, too?
Mr. Hendry, this is not about me. This is about how we can get Howard Dean to stop the juggernaut of the Bush war machine and how little kids will know that I'm right. I'm from San Francisco. I'm not going to hurt anybody. And that woman, if her kick is looking at aborted babies. Good. I'll put them in the. I'll put a special index in for them.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, I'm back with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Alternative Solutions Retreat. Mr. Wheeler, you said you had something you wanted to say about, you said you had an announcement you wanted to make?
Well, I told your producer that, I'll tell you what, in about 2 minutes I'm going to make you feel really stupid, and I don't want to do it, Phil, but the things you've been accusing me of trying to scandalize kids... I've told you where I'm from. It doesn't seem to have an impact. I told you about the Bush war machine. You're not listening. I told you that John Kerry is a war criminal. You're not listening. They made fun of Howard Dean, and you're still not listening. So in about 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you...
You're the one that's passing out pictures of a baby blown up in Iraq and giving them to school kids in the hopes that they'll show them to their parents and say, please vote for Howard Dean, Mommy and Daddy. I don't want to see any more kids killed.
I told you I'm from San Francisco.
I know you're from San Francisco. 1-800-449-8686. Charles, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I have 2 points. The first one is, as a parent, if I was to spank my child in public or to even raise my voice in a threatening way towards my child, I could be subject to arrest.
I wasn't aware of that.
So what gives you the right, number one, to basically hand the child something like that and then scream at the top of your lungs like Howard Dean did and then expect nothing to happen? And then two, you say that you're from San Francisco, you say that you wouldn't do anything ever to harm a child, but do you know that there's an organization called NAMBLA, also based in San Francisco, that say basically the same thing? But you know what? Just like you, they get off on traumatizing children.
Well, NAMBLA, you know, I've seen a couple of those guys at some golf tournaments. I think you've got a lot of them. You know, I realize I don't agree with what they do, but if you sit down and have a drink with them, they can be a lot of fun.
And you know what? I think that's what you've done. You've had one.
What do you mean you went to golf tournaments with them?
Well, a lot of the NAMBLA guys will buy a foursome. I want to say to Charles, more than anything else, Charles, what would you say if I told you that the picture of the Iraqi baby, okay, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Was actually a hamburger that I threw on the sidewalk and photographed.
Then I would say either you're lying to everybody else, in which case you are a fraud, if you're telling the truth, then you're still a fraud because that's the kind of thing that could still... you should be liable for loss. You're definitely leaving yourself open to lawsuits.
So you're telling me I ought to be sued for showing a kid a picture of hamburger? Oh, boy.
And screaming at the top of their lungs like that?
Yeah, let me hear that.
Especially if it is not your child?
So you go up to the kid, you show him a picture of this
baby. Okay, you know what? I'll
give
you an example.
Charles, hold on.
It would be the same thing if I approached your child and did the same thing. What would your reaction be?
Your reaction
would not be to vote for somebody else.
All right, let me tell
your reaction would be to kick my butt.
Let me tell you the three-step program.
Because I know that if you did that to any of my children, that's the first thing I would want to do.
But I'm from San Francisco. I have a nation.
You know what? That's right. You're from San Francisco. That's the land of fruit and fairies.
You want to kick my... Oh, listen to
you. You need to stay right where you are.
All right, now hold on. This is what we do. I walk up. I say, look at this poor baby blown to bits by George Bush. Vote for Dean. Now, what's wrong?
And if Dean has people like you campaigning for him, he has no chance in hell of winning the White House.
Now you've just insulted him again. So now...
Now what?
Now I have to go show more pictures to children.
No, I didn't insult Howard Dean. I insulted you.
You called me a fruit.
Yes, I called you a pathetic excuse for a human being.
A twisted old
fruit.
That's
exactly what you are.
Thank you very much, Charles.
Charles, what city do you live in?
Why does it matter to you? As long as it's
maybe
more
I'd like
normal
to
than yours.
Maybe I've got some pictures to show your kids.
You know what? I got a foot to put up your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Charles, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Roger. Roger, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay, now I want you to listen to me real close.
Oh, yes, sir, of course.
Okay. I was in the military for 30 years. I was in Korea, Vietnam, and Okinawa, and World War II.
Okay.
Now, I want you to listen real close to what you're saying.
Okay.
George Bush did not do that. It might have been something because of the war, but he definitely didn't do it. So that is a lie right there. And the next place is, when you show this picture to these children, you're doing the same thing as being violating them with sexual or anything else. You should be put in prison because you are violating the children.
Roger, I eat nothing but sprouted seven-grain bread. I get up in the morning and do a variety of postures and Pilates. And to suggest that I abuse children...
You are abusing them. Everybody knows that. If you had a brain in your head, you would understand this is abusing a child. It traumatizes them.
Now, Roger, this is Phil Henry. You're a veteran, sir, right?
Yes.
All right, now, I got another veteran on the line, also a Korean War vet. Is this Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd, meet Roger.
Yes, sir, Roger. How are you doing?
Well, I'm really upset. I've never called
I've
a talk program before.
Yeah, I listened to this guy, this joker they got on the radio right now who keeps saying he's from San Francisco. And personally, I wouldn't go across the street to piss on the whole city myself. But
I'd like you to watch your language, too.
I'm very sorry, but what this man is saying, he's not showing a picture of an Iraqi baby. He said he took a picture of hamburger meat.
That's totally irrelevant. He's been saying it was a baby. How about the 2 million-plus people at Saddam Hussein gassed to death and laying in the streets? Why don't you show pictures of that?
Well, I agree with you. Let me tell you, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But this guy, and another thing...
Can I jump in, Phil?
Go ahead.
Saddam Hussein, yes, he gassed people. You're right. But we really forced him to do that because...
Who forced him to do it?
America did. We forced him into that.
You know,
he didn't
sir,
want to do it. He didn't really want to do it.
Sir,
insulting. Look at what we did to Howard Dean. If Howard Dean gasses a number of people in Vermont, I won't be shocked.
Wait a minute.
Craziest bunch of garbage I've ever heard in my life. And
well, let's let Roger say something.
Is this the host?
I'm the host, yes, sir.
Okay, well, sir, I respectfully request
that
you take this guy is out of his mind. You cannot talk to him.
Absolutely. This man is, you know what I used to do with guys like you? I was in the United States Navy. We used to take you guys down in an alley and go through your pockets, take all the money, and leave you with no pants on.
You think so, huh?
That's what we do with a guy like this.
You think so, huh? Did you hear what I said? I was in Vietnam, I was in Korea, and I was World War II, and I'm still alive. There's a lot of dead people behind me, buddy.
Who? Who are you?
This is the Roger, the other veteran.
Oh, I thought it was the guy who had the pictures.
Thank you.
I want to say something. Saddam Hussein is a victim of the horrible propaganda machine, which is run by the warmonger Bush. You know that, Roger, and I know
He's not a warmonger.
Oh, what the hell kind of gobbledygook is that? You know, you sound like the kind of fruit that thinks Michael Jackson is all that and a bag of GD chips, don't you? Don't you?
No, I'm not going to be...
I'm sorry I got upset at you because you are really an asset to the Republicans, to George Bush, because everyone that hears you talking like this now... I would say I'd never vote for a Democrat as long as I live.
Hey, Roger, I don't want to interrupt you, but you know who's on the television? My wife's got the Fox News. I don't know if you ever see the Fox deal.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, they got that Tammy Faye Baker. Now, let me ask you a question.
What?
Is that a piece of ass or what?
Apologize, sir. There's millions of people listening.
There's a lot of women listening, yeah.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but I've got to the point in my life where I just don't give a sweet Christ any longer, you know?
No, but I do.
Yeah, but this gentleman, Roger, is a gentleman, and he doesn't want to hear that, okay?
No, I do. I care about this country.
Also, I think it's a horrible way to speak about one of our female of the species. Women are just like men, except they have to squat and, you know, do those things.
Can I talk to the host again for a second?
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
Well, in the meantime, you know what I should talk
about. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, is the host on now?
Yes, I'm right here, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
sir. What I want to say is,
a guy like you ought to be taken out and shot. Well, yeah. You don't understand what it is.
Go ahead. Are they talking? They're talking in the background.
Anyhow, I want to
Could you two guys not talk in the background?
Who? Me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
The host there?
I'm right here, Roger. Go ahead.
Okay, what I would say is, the more I hear this, the more thankful I am for him, because anyone that hears him that would vote for a Democrat has got to be out of their mind. This guy he shouldn't be allowed loose on the streets. Forgive me, sir.
Because I've always enjoyed sex.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Roger.
What
are you guys talking about? What, are you all of a sudden getting this card now?
Look, Phil, we're really off the point. The point here that I've been trying to make is that...
I don't care what the point you're trying to make. You're talking to this guy about something, and I'm trying to talk to the other guy. What do you mean you've always liked sex?
That's none of your beeswax.
Well, what are you talking to him about it for?
He's from San Francisco.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. So we're going to go into the stale gay jokes now?
No, we're not going into the stale gay jokes. Didn't I just say I thought Tommy... didn't I just get done saying that I thought Tommy... The guy from Motley Crue's a piece of ass?
No, you said Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh, okay. Isn't that his name?
Who?
The guy from the thing.
Tommy Faye Baker? No, that's Tammy Faye Baker.
Well, who's the guy from Motley Crue?
Tommy freaking Lee.
You know, Phil, San Francisco to me has never represented anything other than a wonderful place to go and have a weekend. And my wife is here, and I'd like to sing now.
Phil, can I just give out our phone number for George Bush is a warmonger? That's post office box.
Hold on. Go ahead.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. See, there you go, right away. Gay. And it's not a surprise.
All right, thanks very much, both you guys. If you want more information about the Northern California Alternative Solutions Retreat, can you make that title any longer? Give us a call.